This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me Andrew Lamprecht, Curator of Historical Paintings and Sculpture at Iziku South African National Gallery. And we're going to talk about breaking down the walls. This is the man who curated the show, and I must say it's quite spectacular. When I originally spoke to the executive people there, we didn't yet have a response. What has the response been so far? People blown away?
If I may say so, yes, I've had very positive responses. We've had great reviews, and I think people are excited to see artworks on the walls of the National Gallery in such quantity and variation.
Well, what I found quite almost intimidating but exciting was walking into the first room and then that view through into the courtyard. Two very different sets. Did you want to talk about that?
So the first room is curated salon style, which means that it's lots of artworks, sort of writes like a jigsaw puzzle of artworks. So many things from our collection on display. I won't say no particular order, but just showing lots and lots of variety and variations. And then through the courtyard, you see the wonderful work of Sue Williamson, Messages from the Moat, an installation piece.
Which has a very serious topic, but has this wonderful quality of light and air in comparison to the intensity of that first room.
And sound. There's a water feature built into it, which is water dripping constantly through this net of bottles. And each bottle represents a slave. An enslaved person was sold at the Cape. Very serious, as you say.
And then walk us through the exhibition, because there are empty spaces, and then we start another conversation.
Right. So the sort of second room that you go into from the first room, after this blast of colour and vibrancy, is a room that's completely empty, absent, and painted black. And it represents the absences in the National Gallery, because even though we're 150 years old, and this is why we are marking this anniversary with this exhibition, a lot of artists were not acquired by the National Gallery. It took until 1926, until the first South African artist was acquired, Anton van Vaux. And then 1964, almost 100 years after the art collections there were established, that we acquired the first work by a black South African artist, Gerard Sokoto, in 1964. So there are a lot of absences and missing works, so to speak. And then we walk through and we go to different rooms with different themes and topics.
Some of the themes?
Some of the themes, genders and agendas. That's looking at different aspects of genders and sexuality and women's work in South Africa. We've got a wonderful image of the poet Ingrid Jonker, for example. An incredible portrait of James Barry, Dr. James Barry, who was this medical doctor in South Africa who had lived her entire life as a man in order to be able to enter into medical practice in the early part of the 1800s. Some other themes, we've got nation and narrative, looking at politics in South Africa and how the nation constructed itself. And various other themes as well.
And it's also not, I gather you've also gone into the other collections in Iziku to balance things out. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's a very exciting thing here. So breaking down the walls means that we're breaking down the institutional walls as well, the institutional silo. So for this exhibition, not only did we look at the 11,000 artworks in the National Gallery, we managed to find artworks in other sections. So, for example, rock art, which there's quite a considerable amount of in the exhibition, which is really for the first time in a long time that we've seen rock art in the gallery, I think. And that's borrowed from the archaeology department. You might have heard of the Blombos ochre, but we've got other ochres, which are dated to about 78,000 years ago. And these are from the archaeology department, for example. We've got things from the William Fur collection. We've got things from social history. Wonderful Isnik pottery, which has been considered part of social history, but in fact bringing it into the gallery and giving it the dignity of saying this is art.
There are wonderful things, as you say, conversations have been happening and wonderful ways of displaying and ways of looking at things, which is very exciting. Just one last thing is the children's room.
Yes, that I've always wanted to do this, and I don't know if anyone else has done this before, but I've hung the exhibition at the height of a 10-year-old child, as opposed to the normal height when you come into galleries. And I want, and this is a room where we're encouraging kids to look at art and be challenged by it.
Well, you will be challenged, I think you'll be impressed, and you'll have a wonderful time going around Iziku, South African National Gallery. And do go, do get there to find out more of what, why and where. Pick up a copy of the new 2023 Arts Craft Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Sights Unseen, the current exhibition for Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, showcases new acquisitions. On show for the first time, and hidden gems not seen in the gallery for many years, works by celebrated artists and some new kids on the block, Franz Stoker and Blessings Nagbani. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30. Entrance to the gallery is free. Email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za or visit blog.sanlam.co.za and make your date.